comfortable are you here now, and how much are you looking forward to this third game, which everyone kind of calls that dress rehearsal for the season?
I'm enjoying it here. I'm having fun. You know, like I told the guy earlier, I got a close-knit group with the safeties and corners, you know, so that's a good thing to have. You know, we all get along, and it's a lot of talent back there. You know, we're just trying to build on, you know, practices day at a time, you know, get better than we were yesterday. So.
And how much progress do you think you guys have made from day one?
I think we've made progress, but we're still so far to go. It's a long season. So, like I said, we'll take it practice at a time.
A lot of fans up in arms, obviously, about the number of flags. But what have you learned from the process that we're seeing unfold here in the preseason?
They said they would emphasize on the holding and legal contact down the field, so it was something we're prepared for. You know, hopefully in a regular season they don't call as many, but if they do, we just have to take emphasis on getting our hand right in the placement and things like that. Try to reduce the penalties, you know, because those things could cost you a big game, you know, somewhere along the season. So.
Yeah, you're known as a physical player, but how important is technique to you, and how important has it been?
Very important. You know, that's the key to the game at the cornerback spot. You know, like they always said, the game is a game of inches. You know, so you got to be technique sound out there in order to make plays, not get beat, and not get the penalties.
Devin talked yesterday about not wanting to, you know, not get an illegal contact and end up giving up a big play. How difficult is that kind of thinking about that when you're out there?
Oh, first of all, you don't think about that when you're out there. You want to just play freely. You know, try to eliminate the penalties, but at the same time, you know, on that question, you know, when you're between a penalty and a big play, I'd rather take the penalty than give up the big play, because a big play ultimately could be a touchdown. You know, illegal contact could cost you 5 yards and a first down, so I'd take the penalty. But ultimately, you don't want the penalty. You want to play technique sound, like I was telling the guy here. You know, and play sound football.
You look at this secondary, you talked about how much talent is there. What do you see from it so far? And one of the things it looks like you're seeing is a lot of versatility. Guys can be put in multiple positions.
Yeah, like you said, a lot of versatility. We got great backups as well. You know, we've got a lot of depth there, you know, at the cornerback spot. You know, our safeties got range, guys like Devin. You know, we got range being over the top of us. We got good guys who can play man-to-man, but at the same time, we're so far from where we want to be. You know, we want to be hitting all cylinders closer to, you know, playoff time and things like that, but we have to go out there and win week one, you know, week two. So, you know, can't look too far ahead, you know, and like I said, you know, build on each practice, one practice at a time.
Is this what you thought it would be, this coming here?
Yeah. What do you mean by what I thought it would be?
You know, looking from outside, you know, from afar, what this organization, what Bill and everything else would be like. Has it been what you thought it would be, or is it?
Yeah, it's a professional locker room, professional atmosphere. You know, you never know what you're getting into until you get there, you know, but I've enjoyed every second of it.
How much have you been just paying attention to, you know, Carolina? How much have you been watching this week of them?
We've been watching as a group, you know, as a team. I go home and watch a little bit on my iPad, you know, try to pick up some keys on these guys, you know, that'll help me going into the game.
Who stands out to you the most from that receiving group?
Benjamin, receiver. You know, he's 6'5", 240. You know, he's one of the guys that they like targeting. You know, he's a pretty good blocker. You know, so he's one of the guys that stands out to me, you know, to answer that question. And Cotry, he's a savvy veteran, you know, so he's played, been around the league for a little bit, and you know, he's got a little bit of game about himself. So those two stand out to me.
Thank you very much.
Good talking to you.
Appreciate it.